Last week, we talked about the power of no, giving your child the power of no in their lives. Your no meaning no. This week, we're going to talk about giving your child the privilege of yes.
Welcome to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. I'm your host, Ruthie J. And Dr. Bob, last week we spoke about the power of no, spent a whole week on it. But no is one of those words that you don't want to say all the time. It comes out really easy, but it's so important. But this week also, we want to throw in the opposite word, yes, into the mix.
We do want to do the bridge this week. And yeah, it kind of depends on your temperament. No has less letters for me, so it comes out easier than yes. And you just almost have the tendency when you're in a hurry, no, you can't do that. No, we can't buy that. No, you can't eat that. No, no. That's not really what we're talking about. What we were talking about is building a two-decade process where my children know or come to understand that my no definitely does mean no when I say no. And then letting them practice that on their own and letting them work through that on their own. Okay, this is a no thing. The kids I'm hanging with, they're doing something they shouldn't be doing. This is a no. I won't do it because I know it's a no and I'm practicing it. And then you launch in to, okay, let's expand your horizons. Let's give you some time to practice the yes and the no. And yet that's a yes, but that's a no. Walk away. This is a training thing. This is not a management thing. We're not managing our children. I watched my daughter, your friend Tori, with our little grandson, and it's the cutest backpack I've ever seen. But the backpack also has a little lanyard type thing that comes out of the back that manages how far he can get away from her. And it's like he's on a leash. Yeah. It's hilarious. He is not one of those kids that goes to the end of the leash every time. He's one of those kids who just kind of hangs out and picks clovers. Mm-hmm. Where Tori, mom, this particular, when she was that age, would have pressed to the end of the leash all the time. And when you press to the end of the leash all the time, you're not going to get your freedom real quickly. For instance, and I think we talked about this last week, Tori had to learn to hold my hand walking across streets. And when she tried to get her hand out of my hand, I squeezed the hand harder. And she said to me once, Daddy, you're hurting my hand. And I said, no, honey, you're hurting your hand. Leave your hand right in my hand and I won't squeeze harder. Mm. And teaching them, you have a power. Mm-hmm. And it's not just listening to my no, it's absorbing the power of no and knowing I have to stay in bed. I'm not allowed to get out of bed right now. And that internal battling impulse control.
What that means, though, is that we really do have to mean no when we say no as parents. And sometimes we just say no, but inside we're mushy-gushy. We don't enforce it as much. And then our kids really don't believe us when we say no. They're confused. They think, well, is it really true this time or not? And so they end up being confused when we're not following through with what we even say.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't really see you as wooshy-gooshy. That might be
I can be
that might be Latin. I don't know what that is right there. I don't see you quite there.
Softy.
But really, I don't see you like that. I see you more as a this is the rule, we're going with it. The problem is in every marriage, for those that are listening that are married, there is your word, wooshy-gooshy, it may be in the DSM manual, I don't know, and versus the disciplinarian. I'm the disciplinarian. Rosemary is what you claim to be. My wife, Rosemary, is high-end relationship, and can't we just, but she knows, because she was a public school teacher. In fact, the irony is, in the classroom, she managed that classroom because she knew, but now it's her babies.
Yeah.
And now watching her with a grandchild is hilarious. But you said it well. When no doesn't mean no, we're in arguments and it's confusing. And it's really abusive for the child. Okay, I'm trying to learn the rules of engagement here. Is that a boundary line or not? You said that's a boundary line. That means no. So why is it sometimes when I step out of bounds, you blow the whistle, sometimes you don't? No must mean no. And until we get that down, it's really hard to practice freedom and more freedom. Mm-hmm. And it's really hard to have fun with the children, but it's really hard to give them the privilege of internalizing this power called, I can say no to my friends. I can say no to my urges. I can say no to my appetites. And until they have learned that no means no, so that they can practice, this is a yes, let's go with it. They're not ready to go to college. Mm-hmm. In fact, they're not ready to go to parties. They're not ready to go out there and launch, and our job is to launch them. We want to send them out there and launch them.
Well, and we don't want our kids to learn how to say no because of fear either. And I think that when we don't follow through, no means no, then we're inconsistent and we develop this sense of fear in the kids that we can explode at any time and you don't know what to expect and who knows what kind of reaction they're going to get. And so then further on in life, they'll be motivated by fear in some areas, right, depending who instills that fear.
Or deception.
Or deception, you're right.
Fear or, well said, I will be looking over my shoulder to see if you're watching. Mm-hmm. If you're not, man, I am on my own. Or I will look to deceive you, or I will look to lie in all these things. I want my child to become the child who, as they're becoming an adult, and we talked about this last week, adulthood is not an automatic. Adulthood is a maturation process. It's not a chronological age. I want my child to go out the door and be able to fight the urges in a time where we make the American child and adult, for that matter, feel you are more valuable, you will have more fun if you can buy more things, do more things, experience more things. And that's not true. Mm. And so giving them this power of no, but then giving them the practice, which means we're heading towards independence. I don't know that we realize what the goal is in this whole parenting process. For if you looked at some people, you would think the goal was academics. You know, you get great grades, you go to a great school, you can, why? You can make lots of money. So what is the goal? Or is it, you look at some people's schedule, they will spend more time on soccer than spiritual development. The goal is to raise a disciplined individual that loves God and can follow God to the place or purpose that God's created him to do. And if I have no personal discipline, and if I can't say no to those things out there, I'm done. I'm so easily sidetracked, and I'll miss what God has for me to do.
Definitely. And let me ask you a question, because as parents, you want your no to mean no. You want consistent behavior to raise this child properly. But sometimes you get in situations as parents where you have to change your mind. Some things just are not as consistent as we would like to be in life. So how do you balance that with real life? Hey, I'm sorry, I said no to this, but it's going to have to change to a yes. Or I said you could go to that party, and now I just found this out, and so now you can't go to the party.
I would do exactly what you said. I just didn't have problems saying to my kids, I was wrong, I'm sorry. This thing that I said yes to, after I've reflected on it, I realized you caught me at a weak moment, or... you know what? You caught me as a moment as an individual rather than a parent. I love you too much to let this go. So I was wrong. I'm sorry. Or, you know, I'm exhausted. I come home and Roby would wait at the door with a piece of sports equipment from about 6 years old on, both our gloves and a ball or the soccer ball or something. And eventually Rosemary would start to call and say, I'm preparing you because I'm exhausted. I just want to come in the door at 6 o'clock. And I would come in through the garage, and there he is standing there with the equipment, or sometimes standing in the garage with the equipment. Dad, can we just throw a ball? No, Rob, not tonight. And I'd have to come back out and say, you know what, bud, I was wrong. I'm sorry. Forgive me for that. Yes, let me get out of these clothes. We're gonna throw a ball. I just need a cup of coffee with Mom first, and then we're doing this. And I just had no problem saying that. Mm-hmm. It's more towards the behavioral things. No, you cannot get out of bed. You're in bed. It's time to be in bed. Stay in bed. And if you just get so exhausted and end up saying things like, how many times do I have to tell you this rather than have a consequence? Mm-hmm. That's where we damage the relationship.
Yeah.
You know, we talked about Tori managing her own money when she was in high school and then asking me and managing her own money for her junior and senior year as far as buying clothing. She had an envelope for clothing that she'd have to save up money or put babysitting money in on top of that to get clothing. And I think we talked last week about me having the rule, no two-piece bathing suits, which was just the Rosemary and Bob rule, no bikinis. When you're in college, you know, you're there. Mm-hmm. But right now, no bikinis. And I had used the word no two-piece bathing suits. And right. Tori being Tori found a two-piece bathing suit that would be totally acceptable to me. But I had to backtrack. And Tori said, Dad, I'm getting ready to buy a bathing suit. Can I show you this bathing suit? And I look at her, and I'm looking at Rosemary, and I'm looking at her thinking, this seems like a setup. You never say, I'm buying socks. Can I show you the socks?
It's a conspiracy.
Yes. So I said, Tori, we're at the dinner table. Tori, is it a two-piece bathing suit? She said, yes, but can I show it to you? Where Rosemary says, Bob, I think you ought to look at the bathing suit. And I'm thinking, wow, am I in the wrong house? Is this the wrong? When did the rule change? And she brought a catalog. She went and ran and got the catalog. And I had to look and say, I was wrong. I two-piece bathing suit, I wouldn't want Mom wearing that, to tell you the truth. It's more conservative than I would want Mom wearing. But we're there. Let's do it. In fact, I'll help you pay for it. I think once our no really means no, it's like, no, you cannot spend the night in our bed. You're out of our bed. But once you're there with that, then you can allow them to be in your bed every now and then, because once you're done, your no means no.
Mm-hmm.
It's not always about specifics as much as about my no means no, but also my yes means yes.
Kind of like how you explained last week, it's drawing the lines of the football field so you know where the boundaries are and you can play the game.
Yep.
And it's more fun when you know where the boundaries are because you know the rules and there's safety in there, but there's also security for everybody. Hey, everybody knows what's going on. There's a set of consequences for this, and then there's less arguing. So then, as you said, then you fill it with fun.
And the less arguing is a great statement. We can get on with life. Will there still be arguing? Yes. You will still have your compulsive arguer.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow there was a vote, and everybody has that child, and that child takes upon themselves, hi, my name is Bob. I'm the arguer. That's what I do. So they're always going to be doing that. But you know, and the child knows in their inner heart of hearts. But I love what you said about knowing the boundaries. There was an old Psych 101 book that had a picture of the same playground. And it was an elementary school playground with a fence all around the playground, chain link fence. And the kids are on the fence. They're all over the playground having fun. And some are climbing the fence, probably being told you can't climb the fence. But during a construction phase, they took down the fence. And so this next picture, somebody got a picture of the kids with no fence. They're all huddled in the middle of the playground.
Oh, my goodness.
Because our safety just went away. It was fun bouncing off the walls. There's no wall there now.
Mm.
When I know the rules, you know, I'm never nervous when I'm on the highway, when I'm driving the speed limit. I'm only nervous when I'm driving, not that I've ever done this, but I understand
right,
a lot. I'm only nervous when I exceed the speed limit and I see a parent in his special car coming up with his siren going.
Mm-hmm.
When I know the rules and obey the rules, life is a lot more fun and we can do a lot more things.
Yeah.
But I can't launch my children into the more important things of life like we're going to talk about tomorrow. All of parenting is not just no and yes. All of parenting is, okay, now we've got the foundation down of you understand no means no, there'll be a consequence. Now let's practice other things like the handling of money, like the handling of peers, like the handling of time. And that's what we want to spend the rest of the week on. Let's do some yeses and stretch you.
Mm-hmm. And you spoke last week also about once the kid understands that no means no, it will translate into adulthood as, you know, the Lord has told me no, and I will obey. So obedience to parents translates into obedience to God. Well, during childhood too, but also in adults. And they go through that inner turmoil as their kids. You let them go through that. You have a choice. You can have this consequence or you can do the right thing. You choose. Letting them choose and struggle with that instead of you making the decision for them, it will help them grow up to be adults that they know how to do that internal turmoil and come out making a decision whether they're going to accept the consequence or not.
Absolutely. And they trust it.
Yeah.
It's not a matter of just following these rules you said earlier out of fear and rules and rules and rules. That's called religion. What we want them to do is have a relationship with God. And kids, let me tell you, just as you were growing up and you learned and you'd have those aha moments, now I see where you wouldn't let me go to that party because I heard what happened to Michelle at that party.
Mm.
Now I begin to see. Now only your pleaser will make those statements. Your barbarian has to be 30 before Tony's coming back to make those statements. But I want my children to know it's not that you have to follow God's rules. You get rules that he helps you live a better life with. So it's an issue of trust, learning to trust me as a parent, and then learning to trust God as the ultimate parent. I'm just a dad. He's your father. How cool is it that he gave you an operator's manual that will help you reach your full potential in all you do? No means no for a reason. It's not just because we're ogres. It's not just because we're killjoys. No means no because we love you, and we don't want you to get run over on that running out into that street. God has a plan for you. He's given you a manual. It's not that you have to follow it. Don't look at it like that. You get to follow it. His no will change your life.
You're listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. This week, we are talking about the power of yes. We just did a recap of the power of no. Tomorrow, we'll be focusing on what happens when we lose it as parents. So I hope you join us tomorrow as we continue with this topic of the power of yes. If you want more information about Dr. Bob Barnes, his books, or Sheridan House Family Ministries, you can go online to shfm.org. That's shfm.org. You can also sign up for the Daily Parenting Blog. It takes a couple minutes to read it. It comes straight to your inbox, or you can read it online at parentingtoday.org. So sign up there, and you can also listen to these broadcasts all over again at parentingtoday.org. We hope you'll join us tomorrow as we continue on this topic of the power of yes on Parenting Today.